USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Parts of the Carolinas are now gearing up for as much as 40 inches of rain from Hurricane Florence, which is expected to make landfall somewhere near the North and South Carolina border late today or early tomorrow. It has now been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, but South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says it doesn't mean you should let your guard down if you're in its path.
It could pick back up, and as we have been predicting, this hurricane is unpredictable. It seems to change a little bit here and there. It's making predictions very difficult.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote today to send Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination onto the full Senate, though Democrats on the committee are expected to request a one-week delay, which will likely be granted under committee rules. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
A shooting spree in Bakersfield, California, leaving six people dead late yesterday, including the gunman. The Kern County Sheriff says it started at a trucking company where the shooter killed his wife and two other men. Then he went to a home and killed two more men before he killed himself. His name has not been made public, and there's no word of a possible motive. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo facing quite a challenge today from an actress named Cynthia Nixon. In today's Democratic primary, Cuomo claims a vote for him will be a vote to show opposition to President Trump and his policies.
And I need you to come out to vote for me tomorrow and say, Mr. President, I stand with Governor Cuomo. We're not going to let you change this country.
Meanwhile, Nixon of Sex and the City fame says she's confident heading into the primary, saying she has the momentum needed to win. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A solar observatory in southern New Mexico has been shut down and evacuated for nearly a week now, but no one's saying exactly why. The Sunspot Observatory in the Sacramento Mountains was closed on the 6th of September for an unspecified security issue, and the FBI is reportedly involved but hasn't commented. The local sheriff claims he saw a Black Hawk helicopter and that the FBI quickly became involved in whatever happened. They've also been secretive, he said, and haven't identified the specific threat even to him. The Me Too movement has a complaint against the Golden Arches people. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King to explain.
McDonald's employees in 10 states are planning a one-day walkout next week to prod the company into doing something on the topic of job sexual harassment. Labor lawyer Mary Joyce Carlson has worked with some of the women who filed EEOC complaints.
Unwelcome sexual advances, texting lewd messages, propositioning, grabbing, sexual innuendo, the whole gambit.
And Roseanne Barr's hinting the sleep drug Ambien might have had something to do with that tweet that got her fired from her ABC series. Reports are the comedian shared that during the taping of an interview for the Dr. Oz show recently. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.